Well, staying with the storm Eowyn and the widespread destruction it has caused, it has also created disruption for businesses who are still struggling with the impact of power outages on the day-to-day running of their operations. Many businesses in badly affected areas are still without power or unable to open at a time when they're facing VAT bills for the busy Christmas period. Revenue has said it will be pragmatic and provide flexible payment arrangements over the coming months. Joining us now to discuss how businesses can be helped in paying taxes is Revenue's Collector General Joe Howley. Joe Howley, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. A storm with huge impact, but let's be honest, tax bills still need to be paid. The biggest regular recurring payment is, of course, VAT. Would you expect many to have missed last week's deadline?
Well, first of all, Karen, good morning. And I live in the West myself, and I witnessed it firsthand over the weekend, the destruction caused by the storm in the early hours of Friday morning. So in revenue, we're very much aware of the difficulties faced by businesses in these circumstances, particularly as so many businesses are still without power. And we are conscious that it's a worrying time for those impacted. So we will work with those businesses that have been adversely impacted by the storm. As you said, we'll be pragmatic in our approach where the taxpayers or their agents have been delayed in filing returns or making payments due to the power outages and internet connectivity issues that they're facing at the moment. As regards the busy Christmas VAT period and the returns that were due, the deadline was actually the day before the storm hit last Thursday. So, and a huge majority of businesses are compliant in terms of timely return filing and payment. So we expect that the majority of those businesses did manage to get their returns filed just before the storm. But we're also conscious that a lot of businesses were preparing to deal with the impact of the storm in advance and may have been preoccupied by that last Thursday. So in those circumstances, if those businesses come and talk to us, we will be flexible. We'll allow them extra time to file and pay. And in some cases, obviously, businesses may face much longer term impacts if, for example, their business premises have been damaged by the storm and that gives rise to a temporary interruption to their trade.
And will that be taken then into consideration with payments if they have additional costs like repairs? How will they be approached then?
Yeah, well, what we will do with those situations is if the business talks to us, we will agree a mutually acceptable phase payment arrangement with them. And we have the option there of allowing them a payment break. So, in other words, we can give them a period of months during which they don't have to pay and the payments can start at a much later date. Also, we understand that some businesses already have payment arrangements with us and they have the option of maybe deferring the next instalment payment that's due or seeking a payment break as well, like I said. So I suppose the key message that I would like to give to your listeners this morning is to come and contact us as early as possible. We'll be flexible and supportive in every way we can. We can be contacted on 01-738-3663 and our debt management teams are on standby to help them.
And Joe, this isn't the first time Revenue has taken this approach, because with previous major weather events and other storms, this has also been put in place by Revenue.
That's right. Yeah, we did this previously for Storm Babette and for Storm Ophelia and for the Beast from the East some years back. And in all circumstances, we helped businesses that were in difficulty on those occasions. But I suspect on this occasion, the impact of this particular storm is much more widespread in terms of its impact across the country. Previous storms were more concentrated maybe on one part of the country, but this seems to be much more widespread. So we are prepared for a much bigger response this time.
And ultimately, businesses will want to make sure that they avoid accruing any late charges. As you said, the advice will be there. But, you know, the real key is don't avoid the issue either or delay contacting Revenue, I imagine.
That's absolutely it. Contact us immediately once you get your services back and your ability to talk to us or get your agent to talk to us. And we will start the process off immediately to help you.
Okay, Joe Howley, Revenue's Collector General. Thank you very much.